She's his mother, or maybe his wife. He is unclear about the difference between the two. But she calls him Bama instead of Sugarlove, his real mother, or Hotshot, his father. And although he knows the idea is stupid, thinking about it in bed is fun. Thinking about it beats the penis piss out of thinking about the death fly that would come and buzz over his corpse when he died with his tongue down his throat like a stone down a well. In the afternoon, when he gets home from nursery school, by the time he's old enough to know it's actually nursery school, he will be out of it. He watches Million Dollar Movie in his room. On Million Dollar Movie, they show exactly the same movie at exactly the same time, 4 o'clock, every day for a week. The week before, his parents went away, and Mrs. Greta Shaw stayed the night instead of going home. Oh, what bliss! For Mrs. Greta Shaw negates Discordia. Can you say amen? There was music from two directions every day. There were the oldies in the kitchen, WCBS, can you say God bomb? And on the TV, James Cagney is strutting in a derby and singing about Harrigan, H-A-R-R-I, Harrigan, that's me. Also, the one about being a real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. Then it's a new week. The week his folks are gone, and a new movie. And the first time he sees it, it scares the living, breathing shit out of him. This movie is called The Lost Continent, and it stars Mr. Cesar Romero, and when Jake sees it again, at the advanced age of 10, he will wonder how he could ever have been afraid of such a stupid movie as that one. Because it's about explorers who get lost in the jungle, see, and there are dinosaurs in the jungle, and at 4 years of age, he didn't realize the dinosaurs were nothing but fucking cartoons. No different from Tweety and Sylvester. And Popeye the Sailor Man, uck, 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 can you say Wimpy, can you give me olive oil? The first dinosaur he sees is a Triceratops that comes blundering out of the jungle, and the girl explorer, Bodacious Tatas, his father would undoubtedly have said, it's what his father always says about what Jake's mother calls a certain type of girl, screams her lungs out, and Jake would scream too if he could. But his chest is locked down with terror. Oh, here is Discordia incarnate. In the monster's eyes, he sees the utter nothing that means the end of everything. For pleading won't work with such a monster, and screaming won't work with such a monster. It's too dumb. All screaming does is attract the monster's attention. And does. It turns toward the Daisy May with the Bodacious Tatas, and then it charges the Daisy May with the Bodacious Tatas. And in the kitchen, the mighty kitchen, he hears the tokens. Gone from the charts, but not from our hearts. They are singing about the jungle, the peaceful jungle, and here in front of the little boy's huge, horrified eyes is a jungle which is anything but peaceful. And it's not a lion, but a lumbering thing that looks sort of like a rhinoceros, only bigger. And it has a kind of bone collar around its neck, and later Jake will find out you call this kind of monster a triceratops. But for now, it is nameless, which makes it even worse. Nameless is worse. Weem away, sing the tokens, weem away. And of course Cesar Romero shoots the monster just before it can tear the girl with the Bodacious Tatas limb from limb, which is good at the time, but that night, the monster comes back. The Triceratops comes back. It's in his closet, because even at 4, he understands that sometimes his closet isn't his closet, that its door can open on different places where there are worse things waiting.